The holiday season is a time when many families get together to celebrate. Julia Chance explores the bond between American blacks who are blood relatives and those who are not in her new book, Sister Friends, Portraits of Sisterly Love. It's a collection of Chance's essays with photographs by Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Michelle Agins. NPR's Sarah Mobley reports.
We're two of a kind, so sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you.
Sisters, a girl or woman who shares a common ancestry, a fellow African-American woman or girl.
And I also like what Iyanla Van Zandt says. She says sisters are lifelines for one another, whether it's your blood sister or your sister friend. It's about unconditional love.
Stories of unconditional love between sisters and sister friends fill the pages of Julia Chance's new book. In it, the sisters play a lot of roles. They are confidants, best friends, cheerleaders, and Chance says they have one other thing in common. They are committed to being close.
I think that's very important, to put aside whatever differences they have, agree to disagree, and to be there to support one another as sisters. Women who don't have biological sisters, I hope it will inspire them to connect with a woman who could be a sister friend, because it's a very positive thing to have in your life.
The stories are uplifting, funny, and sometimes heartbreaking. They feature all African-American women. Some are well-known and some not so well-known. But Chance says the stories carry a universal theme that can benefit all women. Chance wrote the first essay in the collection.
Wherever young Yanni Jamila James goes, her little sister Tandwe Kara is sure to follow. Having a sister is a wish come true for Yanni. For as long as she can remember, she has wanted one, or preferably two. She was an only child for 3 years before her mother gave birth to a second child, her brother Shelby, and she admits she was kind of disappointed that he was not a girl. And at times, Shelby can be a relentless teaser, but as Yanni sees it, he's just doing what boys do. Like it says in the book Mommy Laid an Egg, boys are made of puppy dogs' tails, snails, and all the gooey stuff. It's really disgusting. But girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice, and it's better.
26-year-old Sakina Patterson also contributed an essay. Her only sibling was an older brother, Daryl.
My brother and I are 11 and a half years apart. But my brother, because we were so far apart in age, it was almost like I grew up as an only child.
All that changed when Patterson's brother introduced her to Sharon Pendana, the woman who would become his wife.
I would get together with her at lunch and after work, and we would go to the movies and go to plays and hang out and shop. And so that's how we really developed a bond, just by spending a lot of time and realizing how much we had in common.
Out of this sisterly bond grew another. Pendana's older sister, Michelle Chapman, and Patterson both live in Atlanta, away from their families. Patterson says a traumatic experience for her was what made them close friends.
I was attacked outside of my home, and she was the first person to arrive at the hospital, and she just accepted me with open arms, and I spent a few days at her house to recuperate. And that's how I was introduced to my first Christian experience, and we joined the same congregation. And that's really how we became very close.
Sister Friends, Portraits of Sisterly Love, a collection of essays by Julia Chance with photographs by Michelle Agins. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Mobley in Washington.
So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name, no twister. Gonna steal your stuff away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time.